20 after 11. I'm really thrilled to have an old-time duo here that I have not had the pleasure of hearing, and other than during the sound check. They both live in Lawrenceville, and we'll get to know them a little bit more between now and noon, but please join me in welcoming Lost in the Holler. Lost in the Holler at the Saturday Light Brigade. And good morning. It's really nice to have both of you here. And I need to help understand you better and figure out what makes you who you are. start with you, Justin. Justin's playing banjo. Have you been in Pittsburgh a long time?
Yeah, I grew up in Pittsburgh. I grew up in Plum and have been living in the city for about the past 5 or 6 years.
Oh, great.
I've been around a lot.
When did you pick up the banjo for the first time?
Probably about 4 years ago, actually. I've been playing guitar since I was little and just got into the banjo, yeah.
And have you always liked old-time music?
Nope, not even close. It's been I've listened to a lot of different music and played a lot of different music, and then just a slow progression towards roots music, over the past, I don't know how many years, but...
So there wasn't a single moment, or for some people that have picked it up recently over the past, say, 10 years, it's been Oh Brother, Where Art Thou has been a big part of it.
That had something to do with it. I mean, whenever that movie came out, I think I was like 15 or something like that. And I really liked it, but I didn't listen to any music like that. But when I heard it, I couldn't get enough of it. But I never went... further. I never looked for any more music like it, and eventually it came back, and I realized that was a big part of it.
And you're a great banjo player. Was it hard to learn how to play the banjo? Probably for you, it doesn't seem like it could have been.
It's a tricky instrument, but coming from guitar, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of rhythmic aspects translate, and the tuning's kind of similar. It's like an open guitar tuning.
And it's Justin
Liqueur.
Sorry, yeah, about that.
That's okay.
And I was going to say, I'm Berger, or, get a lot of things like that. Now, Ashley makes up for that. Hooper is pronounced pretty easily. And Ashley, tell me more about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh?
I am from right outside of Pittsburgh, out towards Delmont.
Crabtree? No, you can say the real. Is it near Delmont?
It's near Delmont, okay. Like Washington Township.
Okay, I know where that is. Near 66, I think.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I've lived in Pittsburgh for the past probably 5 or 6 years as well. Went to school here. Love it.
And your interest in old time music. Yeah. When did that come about?
It was, you know, it's kind of funny. It just kind of happened, I guess. We had a lot of friends that were playing this kind of music, and the more you hear it, the more you love it. And I guess there's something about it that kind of speaks to you on a subconscious level. I think for me, it's just something that feels right. It's a very simple, natural kind of music for me.
I think there's a reason. There's a reason this music has been played in parlors and on porches and in very relaxed settings.
Absolutely.
For many years. Now, did you play the guitar as a little girl, or did you pick
No.
it up later in life?
I picked it up a few years ago, but it's something like I kind of always dabbled in a little bit. I played mm-hmm. other instruments when I was growing up, a little piano, and you know, played in band. But I think it, you know, it kind of just made sense when I started picking it up when I did.
And how did you two, when did you two start playing together, and how did that happen?
When I started playing banjo, we realized that it was really fun to play banjo and guitar together, and that was probably 3 years ago. And somebody asked me to play a house show, and I hadn't been writing original music or anything at that point, or playing, performing. I had done open stages and stuff, but so I just asked her if she wanted to play with me, and we put a little set together, and
that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, we played that show, and then we played a couple more house shows, and eventually one of our friends asked us if we wanted to go on like a little mini tour, and we did. And looking back on it, we were far inexperienced compared to now, but
well,
it just happened.
Yeah,
it's growing.
I think that's a good way. You know, I often tell people that you know, the reason a lot of people do things is because nobody told them they can't, or nobody. Because they didn't realize how hard it was to do necessarily, but you do it anyway. And you
yeah.
guys sound great together.
Thank you.
What was the first song you played? Who wrote it? I don't think it was. Was it original? It sounded
it's
like.
No, it wasn't original. It's a song that comes from North Carolina. It's traditionally played as a fiddle tune by Tommy Jarrell, is where most people know it from.
But
we kind of took it and made it into something a little different.
And what would you like to play next? Other than the mandolin.
Yeah, I switched to mandolin. Now we're going to play East Virginia. We kind of got this from the Stanley Brothers.
A lot of these songs, there's a lot of different versions of them. It depends. Just that's how old time music works. There's a lot of changing to the music. And just because of the kind of oral elements of passing down the songs.
You bet, the folk process. Well, once again, let's take a listen to Lost in the Holler.
Carolina, I did go.
That's nice. That's Lost in the Holler performing live on the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Thanks for tuning in. You guys have, and I'll look it up if you need me to, but you do have a gig with Devilish Mary, or was that last night?
When it was last week.
No, it was a couple of weeks ago. Okay. With Devilish Mary.
Yeah, okay.
We played a contra dance last weekend.
Okay.
Devilish Mary.
Because I'm glad to see you playing with those guys. I've known them for a long time. Do you have anything coming up soon where you'll be playing out?
Yeah, actually, we have a good show tonight. It's kind of an old-time show. We're playing with the Panther Hollow String Band, who have played here.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep. Good people. There's this old-time trio of ladies from Philadelphia playing tonight. They're called the Old Fashions. And us.
And they have beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, they have incredible harmonies. And that's down at Hambone's in Lawrenceville.
Excellent.
So, Hambone's Pub.
That's tonight, so you'll have a chance to see Lost in the Holler. And we've also linked to your website, and I know that's evolving and emerging. Yeah. I think we linked to your Bandcamp, I think, site. I know it's a good link that
it'll
we put
take
it
you to the right place.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page up right now, but our website's going to go up within the next week or so.
Excellent. So. It's good. Do you have plans to record at all?
We're recording right now, actually. That we're going to release. We have another show August 26th at Hambone's, which is going to be our CD release show. Before we head out on like a long tour, actually, around the country. So
excellent. So you're going to, and I'm curious about that, you're actually, how long do you think you'll spend?
About 2 months.
Well, a while.
That's great.
It's kind of a mix of touring and traveling and seeing a lot of things that we haven't been able to see.
Where are you going to go?
We're doing a giant circle, basically.
I sound like somebody's parents, but I'm just curious. How far west do you think you'll get?
All the way.
Yeah.
Really? That's great. Yep. Okay, so you're going to do the circle to the west back.
Northwest and then down. Yeah.
Wow. So you're going to be the classic bluegrass, old-time, or folk musician where what you really do is drive for a living and occasionally take a break to play music.
That's yeah.
Hopefully with a lot of camping in between.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrific.
Yeah.
This is Lost in the Holler. The mandolin has been replaced once again by the banjo. And what would you like to play next?
I think we're going to play The Roving Gambler.
It's a great song.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where we got this version from, but maybe Doc Watson. His is kind of different, though.
They're all kind of different. So we always try to do our own thing.
So you're reminding me of the liner notes. And actually, I think it was Doc Watson on a version of Salty Dog. And I'm sure you know that song, right? And it said, this song has many verses, some of which are clean and some of which are funny. And I liked that those were mutually exclusive. You know, it's but it's amazing how these songs have so many different versions.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of verses that aren't suitable for this program.
Well, or for any sometimes, any radio. But well, this is Roving Gambler, and it's done by Lost in the Holler.
Hadn't been in Washington many more weeks than three. Fell in love.
Nicely done. That's lost in the holler. Ricky slipped me a note while you were playing, and she said, they're the new Norman and Nancy Blake, which is a nice compliment.
That's quite a compliment.
To the two of you, and it is fun to watch you play and to listen. If you're just tuning in, Lost in the Holler, as always, during this hour, we have live music. They're working without a net. Radio isn't done much that way anymore these days, but they're here, live, breathing, performing in the studio right here. These aren't phonograph records or CDs. It's two live people playing, and you really, you sound great.
Thank you. And
it's got to be fun for you because you're probably still on the stage where you're getting better and better and better almost exponentially. Not that I think you've – I hope that came out right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already
right.
Great, but I think you mentioned you've been playing together for, what, about 3 years?
I think so.
So yeah. It's – you're starting, I'm sure, to discover new songs and to arrange them.
There's been a big jump this year.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's fun, and it does keep going. That's what's exciting about it. You just keep getting better. You get better, and yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that. We've got that mic in a position that won't get in your way too much. How do you practice a lot, or do you play a lot, or how? Because I think a lot of people, when they hear music like this, think it just happens, and it's relaxed, and I guess maybe to some extent that's true, but you have to work at it too. I mean, the harmonies you've been doing have been terrific. How do you put this together?
I mean, we play kind of just very relaxed for the most part at home. We play different stuff too. Like, we both play fiddle, and we're into playing fiddle tunes and Appalachian tunes. So we'll just mess around and play. And then sometimes if we have a show coming up or something, we'll really buckle down and work on this stuff. And we've recorded a bunch of times, and when we record, it is a time where we really end up getting a lot tighter because we work things out for the record. And
overall, it's very much a part of our lifestyle, though. It's something we're just always kind of doing, so that makes it a lot easier. And then, sometimes we have to discipline a little bit and actually hone things out a little bit. So.
Are you both self-taught?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of really everything you're doing, instrumentally as well as vocally.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've learned a lot from each other, too. So
it's great.
Yeah.
Lost in the Holler is the name of the group. You're getting them before they embark on their nationwide tour from coast to coast. going back and forth. It's 18 minutes before noon. What would you like to play next?
I think we're going to play one that we wrote now. It's called The Fool. We wrote this right near when we started playing together, and it's been refined and refined over the years. So.
The Fool, its name.
Ready?
What did mother say? 'Cause she found you.
Saturday Light Brigade, and that's Lost, and The Holler with another tune. And I was curious if you were writing or not, so I'm glad to hear that. Have you, when you mentioned that you have a CD coming out, do you expect it to be a mix of original? Or and
I think we'll have three or four originals on it. A lot of them aren't ready to play. We've written them recently. So we're still working on them and recording them right now and trying to get them right.
Yeah,
so.
it's got to be fun to write originals in the old-time tradition. And there's some folks, do you know Elliot Sussman?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Elliot is really good at that.
He's
really good at it. And I don't have an encyclopedic knowledge, but I know a lot of old-time songs, and he often fools me. I'll think he's playing a song that is old, and I don't realize it's a new one. So that's kind of fun. Lost in the Holler will be at Hambones. Let's see if I can remember. You've got you, and who else is going to be at that show
tonight?
Coming up?
The Panther Holler String Band.
And the women from Philly.
The Old Fashions.
Thank you, the Old Fashions. I start to get a little sleepy at this hour of the day after being up all morning. And that's just tonight at Hambones. And they'll have a CD release party coming up. That's in 2 weeks?
It's August 26th.
Okay, so it's more than a month or so.
Yep. And Elliot's actually going to play that.
Yeah.
Go out. Who's going to play?
Elliot Sussman will be playing that too.
Oh, great. Oh, excellent. Excellent. So you can find more at the Facebook page of Lost in the Holler, or go to our website. We've linked over to them. We probably have time, I think, for two more or three more. It's up to two or three more.
Okay, no.
I haven't really been keeping count, but I'm just sort of looking at the clock.
That's good.
I want to be sure you're comfortable.
We got two good ones for you. I gotta retune my banjo real quick, though.
Oh, a banjo player that retunes. You gotta love it.
They're picky.
They are. That's a nice pun. They are picky. Unintended, I'll bet. Don't fret. It's going to be okay.
Cute.
Thanks. I'm a pain in the neck with that stuff sometimes.
That's entertaining. All right, this one, this is Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss. I got my banjo playing from Ola Bell Reed.
Mm.
So it's kind of what inspired us to do this song.
Nice.
Or me, anyway.
I wish I had a banjo string made of golden twine. Every tune I pick on it, I wish that girl.
It's a tie. Don't worry. They looked at they looked at each other as that last note hit.
Yep, so we did.
It's funny, Ricky, who you may not know as my wife, was. Now you do. I was thinking, we think a lot of the same things sometimes, and you sent me a message that actually is similar. Ricky said, well, there'd be clogging at the show tonight. Does anybody get out and dance or clog?
No, we were hoping they would, because the Panther Hall String Band, generally, you know, they bring them when they can, but I think they have something going on tonight.
Yeah, so. But how about just the audience? Anybody get up and dance? Or?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. It's hard to say. Maybe, hopefully, since
we're
going to
play some
playing.
Fiddle tunes tonight, too. And sometimes people like the fiddle tunes.
Yeah, I mean, your music, old-time music, is generally pretty infectious and makes you want to get up and move around. And you guys, you mentioned you've played some square dances, and that requires a lot of endurance, or contra dances, but either requires quite a bit of endurance as players.
Actually, just I have played the contras, and it does require a lot of endurance. We're going to be playing a square dance in Seattle, though.
Oh. Just found out.
I don't know if you've heard of Squirrel Butter or the Tall Boys.
I have not.
They're a good old-time band out there. They're going to join us, and we're going to put a little band together to play like half a dance. So.
Excellent. This is part of a nationwide tour from coast to coast to coast to coast.
Yep.
It's exciting. We could have you call in on a regular basis and let us know where you are.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll have a tour blog that you can follow us, keep up with us on.
Great. It's been a lot of fun to have you here.
It's been thanks for having us.
I think you'll hear more from Lost in the Holler as time goes on. What would you like to close up with?
We generally like to play the Cuckoo last. It's a good old one.
It's a wonderful song.
It's a very popular tune. I think people are more familiar with it because it's on the Anthology of American Folk Music.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody always points that out to me after we play it. They're really happy that we play this song.
Well, it's been covered by so many people.
Yeah, it's very
too,
popular.
So.
For good reason.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks.
And
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And it's been a blast.
The Cuckoo is coming up.
Oh, the cuckoo,
she's a pretty bird, as she warbles, as she flies. She never says cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Thank you.
Thank you. Great song. You get every note out of that banjo? Is it all done? Did you get, I mean, that last note out there? You always got to, there it is. That's Lost in the Holler. And look for them tonight at Hambones. And
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Thank you. And thank you for being here this morning.
Appreciate you asking us to come.
Continued success to you both. It's really fun to have you here. And thanks to you for tuning in. A few other thanks. Penny Pierman from the Indiana County Tourist Bureau was here this morning, and we appreciate your letting us know about things in Indiana. South Park Children's Theater and their cast of 14 here today, representing Roaring Boring Alice, which runs August 1st through August 10th. And we also thank Carnegie Museum of Natural History and the 18 docents that were brought. If you are interested in playing on SLB sometime during our 11 o'clock hour, you can contact Jeff Barron at jeff@slbradio.org. If you're interested in our Youth Expression Showcase between 10 and 11 o'clock, Liz Adams is who you can reach at liz@slbradio.org. As always, we've tried to acknowledge your participation this morning, whether it be by phone, by email, by instant message, Facebook, Twitter, mental telepathy, all of those things. We apologize, though, if we missed your name or your request. Shoot, Bob, I promised some Hazel Dickens for you, and I plumb forgot. I'll make a note of that for next week. So the universal apology applies right there. If it's your style to listen without calling, insert your name right here. I'll wait. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Questions, comments, we hope you're right. Our address is SLB P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15233. And yes, we actually still get letters, but you also can send an email to us at slb@slbradio.org, or use instant input by going to slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday. Stick around, there's more great radio to come, no matter where you are listening right now. From WRCT in Pittsburgh, WSAJ Grove City, WIUPFM Indiana, WNJR Washington, WMCO, New Concord, WCUC in Clarion, PCTV in Pittsburgh. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings. Right here on Public Radio.